From our studios, yeah, we're good to go. We're ready to roll this morning on Daily Today, second part. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's start with the Punch newspaper. Fear spreads. Presidency senators clash over impeachment threat.
Are you moved or fazed by this?
No.
Yeah, because I think, now this is my view, okay? My job is to analyze and give you my views of matters. I think it's a no-brainer, really. I think somebody is playing games with us. This is what it is. Occupy their mind. You know, before they get too agitated, let's start something. It's not going to get anywhere. I'm not going to lose any sleep or waste anybody's time trying to analyze that some senators want to impeach the president. They won't. They can't and won't. Okay? I think somebody is... I think somebody is playing games here. And I refuse, you know, this idea of the president's spokesperson go to talk, he cannot be impeached. We now know, anybody who has a sense of history now knows the various things, you know, just to keep you occupied. And then besides, which politician now will be thinking of whether to deeply, will be thinking of how to strategize to remove a president when he has elections ahead of him and they are busy aligning themselves and so on and so forth. So I think this is somebody's game plan. That is my belief.
You think the opposition too will be willing to play the game?
They're all the same. There's no opposition. They're all the same.
Okay.
Now, please, like we say all the time, this is what I think. This programs that we have are supposed to stimulate your thought. So I'm not like some people who say forcing something down your throat. You may think otherwise, you might jolly well be right. For all you care, I could be wrong. But as soon as I heard all this thing happen, I said, no, I've heard this kind of thing. Impeachment, I don't think impeachment will ever happen in Nigeria for as long as we practice the democracy that we are practicing. To be honest with you, we have a group of wheeler dealers. You know, like fella would call army arraignment. They are all the same. Forget, there's nothing like opposition, whatever. Everybody is there on the hustle to see what they can grab. So it's not going to happen unless the situation gets so, so bad. And then their own personal interests. I know that a lot of them have fears about security. But the fears they have about security is their own safety. That's it. If you don't get, you see, the truth is, if you don't have this kind of mindset, you might find yourself jumping into a well or into a moving river, you know, and it's not going to do you well. Let's see how it goes. But I say, I challenge them. Let them go ahead. Nobody is impeaching anybody. It's all one big conspiracy. So what you call me arrangement? So it will look as if, okay, something, action is going on, because it is true that a lot of them might be dissatisfied with the president. That is not the issue. But I cannot see with this set of politicians,
with the way
their brain works, if you look at this set of politicians, were the ones who gave us the results from the primaries. I mean, so what are we talking about? Why? I don't believe in them. I'm sorry, I don't believe in them. So it's not going to happen. If you are the president's supporter, go to bed. Nothing is going to happen to him. He will spend the rest of his tenure, and hopefully, you know, by the end of this year now, we'll be looking forward to his exit. We'll start planning, and then he can go. If we've borne it for six, how many years have we gone?
7 years plus.
For 7 years plus. I mean, just the 8th year. This is like playing football. You've been losing all along. Then you want to start changing players 10 minutes to the end of the game. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
If it was going to happen, if the opposition had this nation at heart, if our top politicians had this nation at heart, the signs were there after 4 years of this president. The signs were there. People could see that it doesn't look as if we are going anywhere, but we didn't do anything. So go, let everybody go about, like the police will say, let everybody go about his normal duty. Legitimate and normal duty.
Right. Now, let's stay with the National Assembly. This time, the House of Reps. Harvard School Gbajabi Amila apologizes to Nigerians.
He's a good man. I'm telling you, he's my cousin. I'm proud of him for what he has done. I hit him hard yesterday. And he did the right thing expected of any gentleman. He apologized. Okay, it went a little bit overboard again. And I think somebody should, you see, if what we need to do is when we have political leaders, we should grab their phones from them. I have learned that you cannot tweet emotionally. I'm sure he probably did it, you know, just he was so feeling so excited. He did it without thinking of the implications, you know. But ideally, he should have. I remember, Sheriff, when Obama was coming to office, his people, his handlers kept thinking of how they could take his BlackBerry from him.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. The same thing applies here. But I give him a lot of kudos. I give him a lot of credit. I'm proud of him. He did the wrong thing, like all human beings, you know, and he apologized. He apologized that he didn't realize the implication and so on and so forth. So I think that, as far as I'm concerned, that just about puts it to rest. But what will compensate us completely is when he comes back from Harvard, which I hope very soon, I hope he's back by now anyway. When he does come back, he will now put in all efforts, make it a life whatever, for him to ensure that our universities are open for our children to attend.
Just to be very clear, he actually putting a lot of effort at the onset of this strike.
On this,
he called all the parties. He had meetings with them. He sat down with them.
But the schools were not open. I mean, at the end of the day.
Yeah, because.
But it's not his call.
Exactly.
It's not his call. It's not his call. But you see, he apologized. This is the first time I'm seeing this. Ole, how do you translate Ole Tibole? I want to do a direct line. He can put it in the ground. Ole Tibole.
What's the meaning?
Media, of course, just means that he could have been adamant.
Ole Yari. Ole Yari.
No, Tibole.
Oh, Yari.
No, there's nobody uses Yari again. Tibole. Yari means walking away. Tibole means digging in. O Tibole. Not Olule.
No, not Olule.
Not Olule. Olule, yeah, that's for our people. You know, Ole Tibole. But it's the first time, Sheriff.
I think
if there's been any apology like this, I'd like to know.
I think it's humbling.
It's very humbling.
So I kept reading his tweet. I had to retweet it. I kept reading his tweet, and the more I was going through the tweet, I was getting humbled myself.
Yes.
Because of some technicalities, the way those words were put together, and I'm wondering, like, whoever wrote this should have been his social media manager or his PR person, because the words were carefully put together.
But first and foremost, I mean, there was something we were talking about the other day, and we were giving Baja a lot of credit for the way he looked at it. He's a lawyer.
Oh, very smart.
And he's from my family.
Excuse me. We're talking about Baja.
he comes from a family of lawyers. So his dad too, his late dad was a magistrate, well loved. You know, we cried our eyes out when he died. But it's good if a lot more of our leaders were this responsive. Maybe we'd have less turbulence in the country. And he's done a lot. Even some of the criticisms that I particularly gave him on air about, you know, what he was doing in his community, he took it in good faith and made amends. So he's a listening person.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not campaigning for him, because I hear maybe he wants to go for governor. I don't know when that would be. But at least in this instance,
he has. But here's another part, right? People were now calling for him to, you know, drop out of the school.
No. Look, he should have gone to the school quietly, and he should finish his course. I mean, after all, and I'm happy that at his age, he feels the need to develop, to develop himself. I mean, he should be given a lot of credit for that. I don't think he should drop out. No. Don't push this thing too far. I'm not. All those who are saying that are on their own. I think his apology is he should have gone in there quietly. After all, it's probably really and truly a 4-week course or 2-week course or something. But this thing about wanting to brag about having gone to, because you know, one of the presidential candidates, he says he's been to Harvard, he's been to Oxford, he's been to Cambridge. Okay. And I said, you don't talk about going to these schools unless you go for undergraduate study. If you go to Harvard school for a 2-month course. Those short courses. It's like we don't believe you're an akokite if you didn't come to UNILAG in your youth.
You just have to say that.
Yeah, you have. You must. I must add. Well, if I didn't go to Harvard, at least I went to UNILAG. We won't call you an akokite if you didn't go at the appropriate time in your youth. Not when they're old jealous. I mean, no. Mm. These things are bound in time. Yeah. For you to say you went to Harvard, you're a Harvard graduate, that's exactly what it means. You get undergraduate study in Harvard.
I like that context. Let's go to the Vanguard. Page 5. Tension grips Abuja environs over rising insecurity. Plenty riders to that story.
Plenty riders. I have to take off my glasses and put on my reading glasses to read that. Mm. So let me read the riders. The riders itself tells the story. It says, Abuja University shot. Terrorists demand ransom on 500 law students. Apparently, it is said that letters were written to the law school and so on and so forth, threatening that they will be kidnapped and so on and so forth, demanded a ransom. So they quickly closed the schools, closed their law school. I think they're going to move them to Port Harcourt or so. You know the way these things come up early in the morning. I haven't had time to digest it very well. But DG, 15 lecturers ahead of attack. Demand ransom on 500 law students. DG, 15 lecturers ahead of attack. Mm. That could jolly well might not even be the terrorist. It might be a prankster. Mm. You know, there's a lot of pranking going on, which is unfortunate. You don't play pranks with things like this. And it says that students desert campus, plead to relocate to Port Harcourt campus. Senators give Buhari 6 weeks to resolve problem of face impeachment. Well, 6 weeks to resolve, maybe, but impeachment, no, it's not going to happen. Anxiety in Abuja over shootout on Minister's Hill, Dantata Bridge. That is not confirmed. Is not well confirmed. I got the news at about 2 o'clock yesterday. I called Abuja, my sources told me that no. Okay, it's not confirmed.
Okay.
So Governor Sule orders closure of schools in Nasarawa. Is being proactive. Okay. Being really proactive. Resign if you can't secure Nigerians, Kachiku tells Buhari.
Mm. Well, that's the ADC candidate.
Terrorist threat against Buhari, laughable. It's not laughable. And that's the federal government saying that their threat against Buhari is not it's not laughable. I don't know why. Somehow, I think those who run the media for the president don't take this nation as a serious project. Mm. You can't say it is laughable.
Yeah, that's Lai Mohammed, actually.
It was Lai Mohammed that
said
laughable.
Yes.
You need to choose your words carefully. It's not laughable. It's a serious matter. What if it takes place? You see, it might not succeed, but there could be an attempt. And don't forget, you're dealing with people who are ready to die, who even want to die in action. So that should tell you a lot. And if you have a sense of history, go find out what happened to Anwar Sadat. You remember? Mm. Anwar Sadat of Egypt. They took him out on the parade ground and they knew they were going to be shot. Mm. But they went ahead and did it.
Anyway.
Yes. Mm. Kachiku tells threats against Buhari is laughable. It is not. Senators who threatened to impeach Buhari, a minority of minorities, presidency. The president. Oh my God. Well, let's leave that. I know there's nothing like that's going to take place anyway. That is the one that is actually laughable, you see. APC support groups demands immediate sack of NSA. I don't know.
That's more gonna.
Yes, I don't know. I honestly don't know. We've changed service chiefs. I think we've also changed Mangono one time. We changed it and probably Mangono. I think it's deeper than that. What I do know is that all these problems stop at one table, and that's the man we elected to be president. That is what I do know. That, and I hope that one day we will actually put to test efforts, not just the president, be it senator, be it House of Reps, for the people to have what I will call a successful recall, so that these people have a sense of being accountable to us as people. Right now, we've all been bound to the Philistines. You don't get that feel that they believe. It's only time for elections now that you become relevant. They will eat corn with you. They will dance with you, photo ops and so on and so forth. Immediately the elections are over. And then APC says, okay, they demand. Then it says that Veritas, the abrupt closure of the Roman Catholic-owned Veritas University located in Buhari, That one was shot down. Okay, following reports indicating that terrorists could attack and abduct students of the school, and students desert law school. We've already talked about that. So it's not looking good. Back home here, we still have not been briefed as to what to look out for or what may happen. But we remember that the report of the NSCDC.
Yes.
I'm too used to calling them Guguru Defense from the days of the Civil War. You know, we knew the origins. You know, when you know a history of something, you don't...
It's very hard to detach out.
When we were young, yeah, during the war in 67, 68, Civil Defense were volunteers. And their job was, okay, maybe after the air raids to go around pacifying people and so on and so forth and to be on alert. So, but for those who didn't understand what civil defense was, they called them Guguru Defense.
Why Guguru though?
I honestly don't know. I was too young to know. I was just about 12 or 13. But we called them Guguru Defense. I remember my Grandma Elsie in the neighborhood also had joined as a pensioner. She joined the civil defense and would wear their uniform in her white 404 in those days, Mrs. Femi Pierce, you know. But still, we called them Guguru Defense. So here in Lagos, we've been appealing, cleared under the bridges and so on and so forth. Let's sensitize the people. Anyway, I'm going to do my bit. On Saturday, we will see if we can bring somebody who will, most of course, you know who that might be, my jolly well beloved, who will tell us what are the things that we need to do to be cautious, what are the things we need to look out for. That will be the focus of our talk.
Right.
If those who run us won't say anything, let's start taking... After we provide our own water and provide our own light, we might as well provide our own... Why do I talk like Ricky now? I don't know. I'm picking up this habit.
Yeah. maybe you watch his videos too much.
No. I think so. Yeah, I love watching him. I find him so so entertaining. Where you don't finish one sentence. But it reminds me of my principal. Mr. Wadamasi. You mean you cannot form a straight
line?
Then you will say line. Heaven help you. He's listening and be laughing. Good morning, sir. I hope you enjoy your retirement.
Let's go to the punch. Page 8 of the punch. We treated this story when it broke that day. I sent the press release, the memo of the state government, right?
On this yes. I mentioned it. I think I mentioned it the next day, and it showed that it says that when you come back,
you must come with the PVC, right?
And so what we have here is that the Lagos State Government said that the four work free days given to public servants in the state. You know, the state government machinery will virtually be shut down for 4 days to allow civil servants go register. Now remember that registration is not an event, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
Meaning that ideally you could have registered 4 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, so it's not as if it's a vaccination exercise. Mm. Okay? And more so, it is a prerogative, the individual has the right to want to register or not.
Mm.
But the state government in its wisdom. It is wisdom, it would appear, granted, but they've given a reason for it, and that's what I want to read now. They said that the 4 weeks given to public servants in the state to obtain PVCs was in response to agitations by civil servants. Mr. Motosho, this is not a good spin. Mr. Motosho. That you are telling us that civil servants were agitating to go and register. They can't take an excuse for 30 minutes or whatever to go, or they can't do it in their own private time. No, sir. This doesn't work. It doesn't work. You've decided what you want to do. Stay with it. But this pin, I don't buy it, sir. With due respect, you know, you have to add with due respect.
Mm-hmm.
With due respect, Mr. Votocho. It says the... A good friend of Motosho made this clarification in a statement on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And this is what he said. He said the approval of 4 work-free days to enable civil servants to obtain their PVC has been largely misconstrued. It hasn't been. All of us have suspicious minds. It's part of human thinking. The state has no business at all with whether people register their PVCs or not. The best you can do is to encourage people to do so, and they do it in their own time. Are we going to tell the banks to shut down the banks so that people can get their PVCs for 4 days? No. So, sir, this thing won't work. You could have done it in all innocence. Yes, I agree. But at an election time like this, you cannot expect the citizens not to be suspicious. So we just want to put this straight so that for you to know that eyes are wide open. And it says the governor's approval was in response to agitations by civil servants. Did they carry placards? Did they write letters? You said you were going to invite Mr. Omotosho here. You haven't done so.
Okay.
You haven't done so.
Okay, I will.
More so to explain this...
Which one?
The PACS...
Park Management Committee.
We need to find out how it works.
Okay.
To find out how it works. Okay. Anyway, so it says this clarification has therefore become necessary to debunk the falsehood and the deliberate misinformation being perpetrated by mischief workers, perhaps with the deliberate intention of politicizing the standard administrative process. Mm. It is not a standard administrative process, sir. It is not.
Mm.
It is not a standard administrative process. It says it is mischievous and dishonest to read political meaning into a sincere gesture. Sir, we are in the time of politics. You would have expected that people will read the meaning into it. I'm sorry I'm sounding so blunt, but that's where I am. That's where I am. People would always read a meaning into things like this. And you should have factored that in before. That was not necessary.
So there's something that the state could have done as well.
Yes.
To mobilize INEC. To the secretariat to get these workers registered.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't know whether they're allowed to do so. But surely,
no. Of course, they can.
So you could have had 10 registration points in Alausa.
Yes, of course they can.
You could have had 10.
They have the resources to tell INEC that.
Yes.
So we'll take care of this part. Give us these things.
Yes,
to
give
be done
them
here.
An office there. So during break, during your break, you go down to register and go back to your work. Let's be. Do let me just go overboard with this. Mm. But Mr. Motosho, can you please bring Mr. Motosho so we can...
All right, sir. I will try. It's just that my next week is booked already. Upper week is booked as well. So maybe the middle of August, we can...
Long.
Want to book me?
Who are these people that are booking? Jerry.
Okay. I think we can take this story in. I'm looking at the time. If we can do this in 2 minutes, it'd be nice.
Yes.
Body of benchers does not interfere with discipline of lawyers. Olanipekun.
No, we'll take you fully at 9.
Okay.
But it's a current thing going on. Somebody, a lady in Olanipekun's chambers was proposing another lawyer's client.
Okay.
And insinuated in the letter to him that they would handle it better. And that, gives all kinds, reads all kinds of meanings, that we have the contacts and whatever to handle it better. Okay, so this lady is now, I've forgotten her name now, but this Adekunbi Ogunde, right? She's 12 years experience she has. So what happens is that, she's supposed to be disciplined, but the body that is going to discipline her, or who's going to listen to her case, is... Under the direct, the Chief Olanipekun is the chairman body of benchers. The body setup is under the body of benchers. So by implication, he will be chairman of that process. And he has been asked to recuse himself.
By the NBA president.
By the NBA president.
Okay.
Which makes sense. Just step aside. They haven't said resign. They haven't said be rude. Just step aside so that this case can be heard. And, Chief Olanipekun in his wisdom has decided not to do so far. And in talking to the new lawyers that were inducted yesterday, he was making referrals to... He wasn't talking about ethics and so on and so forth. I didn't see the evidence of that in the papers. That he kept focusing on how you need to defer to your seniors and not want to bring people down. It wasn't the church. It was lawyers, So we'll look at the issue. I have two lawyers to look at it at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yes, because I've been following up on the story, but I can't really get the, you know.
You will get it at 9 o'clock.
I was trying to find out why the papers would couch their headlines on, was it on Wednesday or Tuesday, that NBA president shunned body of benchers, you know, and the NBA president.
What I heard was that he wasn't there physically.
Yeah.
Because I spoke to him, he's out of the country.
Yes, he's out. He's not in the country.
Yeah. And what I heard was that he attended virtually.
Yeah.
But he was angry that the letter that he wrote was not taken up at the body of
Benchers. He wrote letters even to the secretary. He wrote it to the members. He sent the members of NBA to
the various. That also embarrasses me is one lawyer. I've forgotten his name, who said that it was now a Yoruba issue. And I said, Oh my God.
All right, let's go. We're out of time. Thank you so much for coming around this morning.
Morning. Thank you.
At 8 o'clock, we'll bring you the news. After the news, we continue with our series on medical fraud. We have OOUTH responding to one of the allegations levied against the facility at 8. Join us again, Lagos. Good morning to you.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you're not linking.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not